For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
As the government shutdown prepares to move into the new year, Congress returns to negotiate how to fund President Trump's request for a $5 billion border wall. On Fox News Sunday, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said Democrats don't understand there can be different ways to secure the border.
There may be a wall in some places. There may be steel slats. There may be technological enhancements. Always saying wall or no wall is turning a complete blind eye to what is a crisis at the border.
In the past 3 weeks, two migrant children from Guatemala died while in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. Commissioner Kevin McAleenan on ABC's This Week.
Two deaths this month, just absolutely devastating for us on every level. It's been over a decade since we've had a child die anywhere in our processes.
President Trump tweeted that any deaths of children or others at the border are strictly the fault of the Democrats and their pathetic immigration policies that allow people to make the long trek thinking they can enter our country illegally. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It appears the partial government shutdown will stretch into the new year, but one lawmaker thinks he sees a light at the end of the tunnel. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says a compromise on border security that he says could save the day is possible in the U.S. Senate.
I'm not asking anybody to do something new. I'm just asking people to sit down and rearrange the deal that was offered before.
Graham spoke on CNN.
There is a deal to be had, I think, if the president would get behind it. $5 billion for the wall, the Bridge Act, TPS, and some legal reform, and we can reopen the government and be a more secure nation.
In an interview with ABC's Martha Raddatz, retired four-star Army General Stanley McChrystal said, if asked, he would turn down the position of defense secretary.
It's important for me to work for people who I think are basically honest, who tell the truth as best they know it.
General McChrystal served as the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan until 2010. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you're suffering from cancer now or have ever suffered from cancer in the past, there is a recommendation that you make sure you get a flu shot. More from John Clemens.
The flu vaccination is especially important for people with cancer or a history of cancer because they are at a high risk of developing serious flu complications. Those over the age of 65 have a weaker immune response, making them open to complications to the flu. Two vaccines that are designed to create a stronger immune response are available for those over 65 that offer four times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot. I'm John Clemens.
A wacky comedian is among the latest to be knighted in Great Britain. More on that story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Monty Python star Michael Palin is now a knight in Order of the British Empire. He's among the British celebrities who made the New Year's honors list, and Sir Michael is the first member of the Monty Python comedy troupe to be knighted.
Oh, clean it out, bubbly lavatory!
Is there a promotion involved?
Oh, yeah, yeah! After 5 years, they give me a brush!
Yes.
Also making the list this year, 60s supermodel Twiggy and Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, as well as director Christopher Nolan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It'll be Alabama and Clemson in the college football playoff championship 1 week from tomorrow. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.